8:41 on this Friday morning here on WPHM. Almost immediately as this COVID-19 pandemic crisis began here in our local community, the Community Foundation of St. Clair County stepped up. Joining us right now is the board chair of the Community Foundation of St. Clair County, Renda Jundy. Renda, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What is the Community Foundation doing in light of COVID-19?
The Community Foundation decided to try to get all our partners together and community together and start a fund to support the impact that the COVID-19 is going to do in our community. It's very early, obviously, in the stages. We have no idea the extent of the impact that's going to do on our community. So we started a fund. We called it COVID-19 Sump Coast Regional Response Fund. This fund will allow to move resources quickly, adapt to the evolving local needs during the outbreak and the recovery phase later on. Obviously, this is not going to be just where it started, but later on as we recover from it, we need the support as well. Those organizations that keep, on a daily basis, help with the social services, they're going to be overwhelmed and they're going to need our support. So this pot of money hopefully will support those organizations that need that help.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of those organizations are already beginning to feel the effects, aren't they?
They haven't even started.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they are, the fund will have no administration fee. That's the nice thing. It will 100% go back to the community. The organizations can apply for it. The nice thing about it, hopefully, I mean, as you know now, there's most of our jobs are on hold. So there's a lot of jobs that are lost, benefits that are lost. Some people don't have insurance. Some people don't have paid sick leave. There's going to be a lot of people affected, some more than others, but we have quite a bit of vulnerable population that's going to feel it really bad. So we need to support each other.
How can somebody contribute to this fund, Renda?
We ask you please to donate. Everybody's welcome to donate, whether it's organizations, corporations, friends, donors. Anyone can contribute by going on the website of the Community Foundation. There's an area where you can donate. There's also an area where you can apply for the grant. So either way, the nice thing about it, it's local, it's trusted place, we know where your money's going. You don't know when, there's those, online outlets to donate, to support. This one is a trusted local, and 100% of your money will stay local.
This really says a lot about our community foundation and really our community at large, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. We really want to make sure the donors, the grantees, the community partners, we're all together, we're all in it together, we're all working together to support each other. We're one community. We're neighbors, and we hopefully can get out of this okay.
Absolutely. You mentioned how this is impacting people's workplaces. I'll ask you to put on your dentist hat for just a moment, because this has impacted your practice too, hasn't it?
My practice is on hold. I can't work virtual. I can't do dentistry. I'm home, stuck for at least 3 weeks now by the American Dental Association, and who knows, it might go up to 8, and we're all kind of freaking out, but at the same time, remembering the bigger picture. We'd rather not have respirators in the hospitals, and we need to allow those doctors to do what they have to do.
Yeah, this is a brand-new territory for all of us, isn't it?
It's a new evil. Yeah, we'll see what happens in the whole country, in the whole world. So if we can protect each other in St. Clair County and just stick together and support ourselves, and each other financially, but at the same time, like you said, stay home so people can do their jobs at the hospitals, maybe we can flatten that curve.
Yeah, that's the goal. Again, the St. Clair County Community Foundation Community Evolving Needs Fund. You can go to the Community Foundation website and click on a link to make your donation there, or to apply for a loan too, because again, it's just at the very beginning stages, but eventually there will be a lot of people, a lot of organizations in need here in St. Clair County.
It's going to multiply quite a bit. And this coming month is like probably, at least from the medical statements, this first 4 weeks are the most critical. So the more we can do for each other, the best. And the more prepared we are.
Fantastic. Renda, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thank you for having me. I'm not used to talking from home.
I know. So I always love having you here in the studio. We always have great conversations, but we'll do
hopefully
it remotely
soon.
For now. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.